Alice Phoebe Lou mit She auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Die Queen of Berliner Straßenmusik spielt am Abend im Rahmen einer quasi Privatveranstaltung hier in Berlin. Bereits jetzt ist sie bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen nochmal über den eben gehörten Song She, der es ja geschafft hat auf die Shortlist für die Oscars, was ziemlich crazy ist, finde ich. Wir werden rausfinden, wie sie den Film The Hedy Lamarr Story, The Bombshell, The Hedy Lamarr Story selbst empfunden hat, weil sie ihn ja offensichtlich schon gesehen hat. Wir finden heraus, wie es zur Zusammenarbeit mit Francesco Loguicice, also known as Olmo, gekommen ist und mit Acid Pauli. Und wir hoffen auf kleine Live-Performances. Zunächst sage ich aber hello and welcome, Alice. Welcome back.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yes, it's always nice to have you here. How are you doing today?
I'm really good. I just had a long flight from South Africa. Arrived a few hours ago, but Feeling ready for Berlin, for the spring.
Yes.
It's exciting.
You've chosen a good time to take a small trip back to South Africa,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's been happening for about 6 years now. I just go back and I have two summers a year.
Yeah, nice. How long have you been in South Africa now?
I was there for 2 months.
Ah,
it was
lovely.
Beautiful. Yeah, my skin's even a little browner. I've got some vitamin D. I'm feeling ready for the year now. I need it.
Yeah, it's a good idea, really. It's been dark times. You didn't miss anything.
Really?
It's just been dark. People were depressed, shouting at each other, what the fuck you want from me? I'm in a bad mood. That's what's happening on the streets of Berlin for the last few weeks. So I've just told people that She, the song we've just listened to, was on the shortlist for the Oscars.
Mm.
How did that, first of all, how did it happen that it was part of the soundtrack to Bombshell, The Hedy Lamarr Story?
So that movie was made by the production company of Susan Sarandon. Mm-hmm. And it's an incredible team of people that are trying to make documentaries that shed light on women's stories. And it's a very appropriate time for those kinds of stories.
True.
Right now in the world. And I just got reached out to because they had older songs for the rest of the movie, more classical music. And they wanted the end of the movie to have a younger, more upbeat kind of woman that plays something. And so I gave them a bunch of different songs, but She was the one that they felt was going to give it that energy right at the end.
Oh, nice.
And it's such an incredible documentary. I really, really recommend
it. Yeah, I mean, the Hedy Lamarr story is an incredible story. She's not only been a great actress back in the days, she also invented stuff that's basically the basis for things
all
like
wireless
Wi-Fi.
Communication.
Crazy.
And so she's, and her story is very underrated, and she never had a chance to really tell her story because everyone told her story for her.
Yeah.
And so this movie really tells it from her perspective, and it's really beautiful.
Nice.
Empowering.
And you've seen the movie, obviously.
Yeah.
You were invited to watch it with the production company and everybody?
Yeah, I went to Tribeca Film Festival in April to watch it, and then again they had another premiere in November, which was really, really nice.
Yeah, nice.
Nice to be a part of it.
Yeah, and now Susan Sarandon's your fan.
Yeah.
She's not that
part
bad
of the family.
Well.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's
the family's
so crazy,
growing.
Though.
The family's growing.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really nice. Another thing that I found out today is that you've recorded a song with Francesco Loguicice from Italy, who's been busking the streets of Berlin for years now as well.
Absolutely.
As Olmo. And you just met on the streets while you wanted to busk like the same corner of Warschauer Straße, is that
exactly.
right?
Exactly. And he was playing a lot of songs on the slide guitar, playing some Jimi Hendrix, getting very bluesy. And I was like, wow, this guy's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met up 2 days after meeting each other and wrote the song together. And that was about 3 years ago. So finally, we got around to recording it with the help of Acid Pauli at his amazing studio in Holzmarkt. And we finally got a chance to release this into the world. It's a song that really stands on its own. It's not his or mine. It's really ours.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting. So that's going to be released on the 9th of March.
And I've read that it's been composed very quickly. He was like having that riff on his guitar and you started writing and like in 2 hours or so the whole thing was done.
Some songs take you weeks to write, and then some songs, you know, the concept of like stream of consciousness, when something just, you don't even know where you're writing from, but the words just flow. He had a riff going and within 30 minutes we had the song.
Yeah.
And it's taken us 3 years to record it, but that's fine.
Yeah, but I think you waited for the right opportunity and for the right personnel to record it with.
Totally. Right? Totally. And it really worked out perfectly.
That's so nice. Yeah. And I think sometimes it speaks volumes about the quality of a song when it comes real fast. I mean, I often, when I research how some hits, really huge hits came about, sometimes they have that exact story. It's like,
exactly.
Well, I don't know where it came from. We've written it in 30 minutes.
It just happened.
Yeah,
it was effortless. It didn't have to be, okay, how are we going to write this song? How are we going to make a hit?
Yeah.
It just happens sometimes.
And are you planning to record more with him? Because
absolutely.
You just told me that you're about to enter the studio once again. Are you going to take this guy with you for some songs? Or
not for this album, but now that we've released the song, I'm really excited to compose more music with him because I'm very much into the collaborative thing. That's what partly why I live in Berlin, because of how incredible, like how much access you have to so many amazing musicians and a much more community spirit than something where everyone's competing against each other. It's more, you know, we're all in this together. We're all lifting each other up. But next month I'll be recording my album in California.
What?
Yeah. And I'm not going to say the name of the producer, but I'm very, very excited about it. It's going to be wild.
Oh, she's not even telling us the name
secrets.
Of the producer. Oh, now I'm even more. I want to know even more about that.
I'm keeping you on your toes, you know.
Yeah, that's good though. Let's listen to "Devil's Sweetheart." That's the song that you've recorded with Almo.
Yes.
And then we're gonna listen to you perform one or two songs.
Perfect.
Is that okay for you?
Yeah,
cool.
Absolutely.
Alice Phoebe Lou mit Almo zusammen "Devil's Sweetheart" auf Flux FM. Wow. Alice Phoebe Lou und Almo mit Devil's Sweetheart. They met on the streets of Berlin. What a great coincidence. Oh, fate maybe.
Yeah.
The old Greeks.
Could be.
They told said that was fate maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So you're about to enter the studio once again in a month or so. There's going to be a little private, kind of private show happening tonight with the Baketown Collective.
Yes.
It's a collective of musicians that you're a part of.
Yes.
And it involves Acid Pauli as well and Olmo.
Yeah, it's kind of, we're all a part of it in one way or another.
Uh-huh.
And we often play music together, collaborate. Also, my great grandmother's piano is now in their place.
Oh, wow.
I got it.
You flew it in?
I got it brought over from Brussels because my grandfather's from there.
Okay.
And he died last year.
Oh,
and
sorry
to hear that. Yeah. And I got the piano to Berlin and now it's there. So it's kind of becoming this hub of what we all have a big part in it and it's a big passion project. So. Yeah, and bakery is a big part of it, obviously.
Cool, that sounds good to me.
It's very good.
Now, you've brought your acoustic guitar with you, and I would love to hear some stuff. You're going to play us one or two songs, is that
sure,
okay for you?
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah. Which song are we going to listen to first? Is it Nostalgia?
Yeah, this one's called Nostalgia.
Meine Damen und Herren, Alice Phoebe Lou live auf Flux FM mit Nostalgia.
I find your name hanging in my memories. I fill myself up with your gaze. Oh, what amaze you put me in. I spy with my little eye your eyes that take me time traveling. It feels like swimming with my eyes closed, nose to nose. You just fucking know. Oh, remind me of your name again as you take me on that train again, back to the pavements that we walked in. it made us talk and talk. And I'll take you dancing, I'll take you round and round, I'll lead you to the hilltops, and I'll take you on the ground. I may be daydreaming, but I'll be wondering what it's like to be under your skin, till I get in, until you let me out, until you see my insides, until you're inside out. I'll lick my wounds, feels like I've had them since the womb. Sing myself a tune, fall back and swoon.
Stadium applause for Alice Fibelou and her song Nostalgia. That was a great performance.
Oh, well, thank
Damn,
you.
Damn, it was good. I was like, I was tripping a little bit. Yeah. It was like almost like an out of body experience.
That's
for
a compliment.
Me.
I like making people trip. That's cool.
I was tripping, really. That was great. So, as you're here and you have your guitar with you, I want to listen to another one.
Sure.
I'm just taking advantage of the situation.
Let's do
I'm sorry
it. Let's
for
do
that.
It. I haven't slept in like days. I can carry on for at least another one.
That's
let's
cool.
Do it.
Girl on an Island, maybe.
Let's do it.
Cool. Alice Fibelou, Loon of My Life off Lux FM at Girl on an Island. Wow, Alice Phoebe, look live on Flux FM. You, now it was goosebumps all over my body. You just, oh, that was so good, Alice.
That's what you gotta do.
You made my day. That was so great. I want to wish you the best of luck for the album recording that's going to start in a month or so. Now you have a good day or night of sleep.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So excited to sleep, finally. And I'll talk to you pretty soon. I mean, as soon as you're back from California, from the recording session, maybe we'll meet again. We'll talk a bit more.
Let's do it. I always enjoy these sessions with you.
Thank you.
It's a good time.
Thank you. And tonight's show is going to be a bit of a private kind of thingy, but we are able to give away two tickets right now.
Cheeky.
Yes. Und die könnt ihr haben, wenn ihr uns anruft unter der 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Miki Sitsch hat Karten parat und die weiß auch, wo die Show stattfindet. Das darf ich nämlich an dieser Stelle nicht verraten. It's kind of a private thingy that's gonna happen.
Collective underground Berlin vibes.
It was such a pleasure to meet you again, Alice. I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.